you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy B. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week, we spent both of our episodes talking about the history of diabetes and insulin. And I think off mic, not while recording, you mentioned there being various diabetes in your extended family. Mine too.
Yeah.
And then also, when I was a kid, growing up in the 80s and 90s, one of like my long-term school friends had type 1 diabetes, which was definitely, I mean, it's still definitely a challenge to manage diabetes. It's a lifelong, ongoing thing. But what she was having to do in the 80s and 90s is very different from what my friends that I have kept up with now. Like now I know folks who have insulin pumps that are delivering the insulin they need without this whole like get the thing out of the refrigerator and inject yourself process
right.
that she was having to do as a child. There are definitely people that are still injecting themselves with syringes and insulin that has to be refrigerated. Like once you get on a management strategy that's working for you, folks tend to be very reluctant to change that strategy because it can be a really big deal.
Yeah. I mean, you're messing with your body chemistry in a way that is potentially fatal at that point if you start tweaking things without some pretty careful management. I think I probably actually at this point in my life know more about diabetes in cats than humans.
Oh, yeah.
None of mine thus far, and I knock wood because I am superstitious, even though I know that's silly, have had it. But I have had a lot of friends who have had cats with it, and because our friend group tends to trade around cat care, and some of my friends are a little squeamish about needles, there have been, certainly been times when I have been the one to be like, I will administer this for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's fascinating to me because I personally tend to be the other way. I have low blood sugar naturally, and I'm more in danger of like not having enough protein to keep me going, which is far less scary and easier to manage through diet. Although my understanding is that, you know, that's one of those things that your body can kind of switch gears and turn it into a much more scary diabetic situation as you get older. Knock on wood, eating all the protein.
Yeah, well, and we didn't really talk about this part. We talked a lot about the pancreas in the podcast, but we did not talk about how in most people, the way that type 1 diabetes develops is that the immune system attacks the islet cells in the pancreas for some reason. So as doctors are trying to find ways to treat diabetes itself, rather than using insulin as a management strategy for diabetes, like one of the things is trying to keep the body from doing that in the first place. But as is the case with so many autoimmune issues, the thing that causes the body to do that can be a whole range of different different things.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know we had to stop at one point because I had my ridiculously emotional reaction to discussion of dogs. Yes, for anyone that knows that I am not a vegetarian, I understand that is complex and doesn't always make sense to everyone. It's interesting to me how emotionally fraught some of these stories can be. And I mentioned the dog thing, but really what like hurt my heart was reading about the ways that they were limiting the nutrition of children to treat this.
Yeah.
Was there other stuff that you found that maybe didn't make it in that was similarly along that vein that you were like, ugh, not this?
Some of the things that I read went into more detail about the dog research. And especially older, like more detail of those earlier studies that people were doing on dogs before Banting and Best were doing anything. And like some of that is just horrifying to read the details of. I at a couple of different points in my life have been vegetarian for animal rights reasons. And like I opted out of taking anatomy and physiology in high school because I didn't want to have to dissect animals. So a lot of that stuff is like really difficult for me. Like yeah. I do eat meat now, but most of my meals do not include meat. And like, I'm also the person that's buying the humanely raised eggs and all of that.
Oh yeah.
So reading about that was all really hard, but at the same time, like there are so many people in my life who need insulin to live, and they would not be here if people had not done that work, which makes it complicated.
Right. I mean, that's really the thing. I feel like this is always my takeaway and something I always try to convey to people when talking about history is that none of it is clean and easy. None of it is like a black and white. They did everything correctly and we can feel good about this because most advancements that have led to the creature comforts we enjoy today or the life-saving things that we need today and have access to. And I use that in the very, very slushy nature because I know not everyone has ready access to it. But in terms of it just having been developed, does come from things that are uncomfortable and morally difficult in many cases.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the dance you have to do when you're looking at some of this historical the historical record in terms, particularly with scientific development.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to square. I know I would rather certainly that things be black and white and simple, but they're not. And kind of finding your way through that middle range and the ambiguity of not being able to say something was like all done perfectly.
Right.
Without any tainting to the moral dilemma is that's a trick. You can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
History, why must you be so cloudy?
I have that question so many times working on the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm also glad that there have been so many developments in insulin and how it's made and how it works and how it acts in the body and insulin analogs and all that stuff. Like I said earlier, when I have been in the same room with somebody who was taking their insulin 1987 versus now, like it's just a more comfortable process for them,
yeah.
I would say now than in 1987. So even in our lifetimes, there have been these changes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I was probably 6. I think I was in first grade. Like one of my classmates went into a diabetic coma and, you know, it was, she was a neighbor and it was very touch and go. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know if she was going to be okay. And I remember, like, that was my first exposure to diabetes and, like, trying to have this explained by my dad, who was trying to be very scientific, but, like, was giving me way more than I was intellectually ready for. I just remember being like, what do you mean sugar can kill you? Wait. And I became a little scared of cupcakes for a minute. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things. And now when I look back, I think, like, today that whole situation would have been completely different.
Yeah. I mean, that can definitely still happen, and it's still a terrifying experience.
Oh, but, yeah.
Like, the available course of action
is
improved.
Exactly.
So, yeah, still room for more, but improved.
Yeah.
Like so many things that we talk about on the show. So.
This is an ongoing development, right? Maybe next year there will be a magical thing and this episode will be outdated.
I would, yeah.
If it makes it, I mean, given that we often have that problem where we talk about a thing and immediately it becomes slightly outdated because someone discovers the next scientific or technological advance.
Right.
Uncovers another historical fact that changes the context of everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
yeah.
maybe we're initiating it and catalyzing it by putting it in the universe.
That would be cool. So yeah, thanks everybody for tuning in on this casual Friday. If you want to send us an email about anything, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And, you know, subscribe to our show if you haven't on Apple Podcasts or the iHeartRadio app or anywhere you like to listen to podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.